And so as you settle, letting yourself become in the most comfortable position for now, and just sort of letting your whole being settle down into that solid support beneath you. Maybe even now imagining the big arms of the universe just holding you. And let's become aware of your breathing for just a moment. And appreciating that breath of yours. Breathing in and breathing out. Just that normal, natural rhythm of your breathing. Just become aware of it and appreciate it. And then settling even more comfortably, knowing that as well, at any time you can move if you need for more comfort. But now let's take those three big deep breaths. And on one of those breaths, you'll know when your eyes will close if they haven't already. Three big deep breaths now. Slowly and deeply. Three big deep breaths. Slowly and deeply. And as your normal, natural rhythm of breathing then begins to continue after your three big deep breaths, just remain focused on the sound of my voice as all the other sounds begin to drift into the background because they're unimportant for you at this time. Pay no attention to them. They can only help you to drift deeper now. And even though you may drift away from the sound of my voice, you'll sense when to come back to it in an easy and effortless way. And at this point, as your concentration draws to your feet, begin to visualize and imagine that you're walking in a place that's very beautiful and serene. And with every breath you take, you give yourself permission to send this comforting through your legs, from the toes into heels, ankles, knees, and thighs, becoming aware of a comfortable sensation in those legs, as you imagine walking through the beauty of this place. Any or all of your senses heighten, and with every breath, you begin to sense the air around you, the air where you're imagining this place that you're in. Perhaps a gentle something that sends a warm and nurturing sensation all around your body, from your thighs, your hips, through abs, through the solar plexus, becoming more and more comfortably relaxed as a deeper inner calm begins to form. And with those senses heightening, you become more and more aware of all that is around you in this imagining of your beautiful, serene place that you found yourself in. More and more, you continue to feel calm, even more comfortable, and these sensations move through your chest as you breathe easily and effortlessly, making your way through this place that is very peaceful and secure for you. And as you notice the sounds around you, as you listen, the beauty of where you are speaks to you in a kind of special way. Your head, neck, and shoulders begin to release into comfort. And in a moment or two, you begin to imagine choosing a particular spot in this beautiful place, this place that is yours. You begin to just choose the right spot to be in, where you can recline and rejuvenate into an even deeper comfort. With every breath you take, your comfort now seems to double, having made that decision to find the just right spot to recline. And the warmth and the gentle something of the air seems to wrap itself around you even more, as though there is a wholehearted agreement about the spot in your place that you are reaching out to with your arms, with your hands and fingers, as they touch what is there, comfortable and easy, and you become aware of the textures as you imagine settling down into the comfort that awaits you. And just allow for this time to connect to the beauty and the peacefulness that is here for you. All you have to do is breathe. Just simply breathe. Simply and with ease. And comfortably allowing. And now let's take one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in, and become twice as comfortable as you already are. And now, since the door of your imagination has already been opened, and you are more centered now in your place, for today, what if your place could become more sacred for you? Let it be sacred today, where truth can arise and be everything you know it can be. And as you imagine, the sacred energy comes all around and all through. And when you're ready, bring an image forward that stands for your spirit within. Freely let an image of your spirit arise. Visualize and imagine it. And as your senses heighten, with any or all of your senses, come to know the image that stands for your spirit. Your spirit within image begins to reveal itself as you begin to notice it in more detail. You might feel it inside your body or outside your body. It's up to you. But as you begin to discover a little bit more about your spirit image, what is the essential thing about your spirit image? The essential thing is the thing that really helps you to know and identify it as your spirit within. And as you're becoming more aware, let's notice, how do you feel by being with your spirit within image? And when you know that, imagine you could enter into a conversation with your image of spirit within. You might want to ask it, how does it feel being your spirit? Imagine how it responds back to you. You might even like to know, as you've already discovered how you feel by being with it, and if you've told that to the spirit within image, how does it respond back to you about when you shared with it how you feel by being with it? What is it like being within your body? Ask your spirit within, what is it like being within your body? Let it answer you. Find out, did it choose your body, or did it come to you for some other reason? Where did your spirit image come from? Through your imagination door, answers simply arrive and come to you easily and effortlessly, without force, without judgment, just allowing. Maybe even finding out if your spirit is on its way to somewhere. Has it a purpose to accomplish? Ask it if there's anything special about being your unique body that helps it to do what it wants to do. What does your spirit within image enjoy about being in your body? wonder if there's anything it wants from you that is not going on. Is there anything that it wants from you that it seems to not be getting right yet? What special gift does your spirit within image want to give you? What gift does spirit within want to give you? What is the important thing it wants you to know for today? What is the important thing that your spirit within image wants you to know for today? And what else do you want to ask your spirit within image? There may be a few more things. Particularly, if it feels right for you, ask it to assist you or fortify you or help you in some way to continue to hold a radiantly healthy image of yourself. What can your spirit within image do or tell you about your radiantly healthy image of yourself? Something that can help you with that. And is there anything else that seems important that you want to ask it for today? Go ahead and do that. This is the opportunity. And just take another couple of moments to deepen your conversation, your connection together. Perhaps your spirit within image can let you know about what might be the word, what might be the expression or gesture that helps you to remember about your spirit within image. Your spirit within image is a helpful, reinforcing supporter for you. And so next, let's imagine that your spirit within image can help transport you out of your place to the top of your symbolic staircase, where you can imagine and visualize and get a sense of standing there next to your spirit within image, and you see, sense, and feel yourself in your radiantly healthy image with spirit within right next to you, assisting and comforting, supporting and helping every step down your symbolic staircase as you reinforce your radiantly healthy image and this helpful supporter who's totally there for you. Every step down reinforces all these ideas, with the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper now. And the deeper, the more comfortable. And the more comfortable, the deeper. Allowing you easily and effortlessly to dissipate, disintegrate any negatives of any kind that just blown away, gone by the wayside, going, going, gone, going, going, gone, like the past is over, done, and gone. And as you have come to this point in your journey with the spirit within, your spirit wants to thank you for this time together. And you can take that deeply down within you now and let it become part of the positive reinforcement of this part of the journey for today. And you might even get the sense of the simple merging of spirit within that comes within and becomes a part. For you stand wholly and completely in your whole integrated self now. Spirit within, always there. And you begin to allow that imagination door of yours to open a little wider. And with that distinct sense of some deeper inner support that's quite available for you, you walk forward along a path going deep into a forest in which you've never been to before. The sun shines. It's a beautiful day. The path steadily rises, and you make the climb easily and effortlessly, strengthened by spirit within. A refreshing breeze feels just right, and you are exhilarated by this climb. And with any or all of your senses, what else do you notice? Take it all in. Take it all in as you walk this path. and around a bend just up ahead. You see that bend in a road, you know something, something, something. Every bend in the road, there's something more. And as you get closer, you discover a bridge which connects across a chasm. And what does this bridge look like? You cross the bridge, which takes you to the other side. Spirit within, you can almost feel happily dancing. Notice what it's like crossing the bridge. And as you get on the other side, it's kind of like the path becomes the winding path, zigzags all around to deeper and deeper into the forest. Then around a sharp turn where you discover a gate across the path with a guardian at the gate. To pass through the gate, the guardian asks you to give up something. What do you discard at the gate? The guardian asks you to give up something. What do you discard at the gate? And when you do that, when you pass through because the gate becomes open to you, there is a circular clearing. And in the center of this clearing, you see a fountain bubbling pure, sparkling spring water. A sign says, "Welcome." This fountain flows with the rejuvenating elixir of life. What does the fountain look like? On a ledge, on the fountain, placed just for you, is a brand new cup, and your name is engraved on it. You know these are healing waters, and you fill the cup and you drink the refreshing, healing water. What are the waters like? It's as though an energizing and healing force spreads throughout your entire body. You can drink as much as you want. The waters are continuously renewed from a pristine, ever-flowing spring. And what seems to be happening as you drink from this fountain, the elixir of life? The elixir of life fountain gives you a pause for a thought about that connection to your spirit within. A thought about what the elixir of life water has brought to you. And somehow, some way, there is connection here. and appreciating the strength of your images, the wonderment of it all. There is a feeling of renewal and all the images seem to be appreciative of you being willing to take this journey today. And so do you appreciate them. And so for now, as we bring back the good, the positive, and the true from this experience today, knowing that you've had a positive focusing, and a positive focusing like this is following along the law of the mind that says, what you focus on follows. So, of course, it would only follow to focus positively. And that is how your mind and your body responds. And so to reinforce it all, at zero, though the images fade, the strength of them stays with you. And now at one, with a big, deep, cleansing breath in, and release, we begin to come up and out now. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room that you're in, the car you may be in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable, feeling peaceful, secure, calm. Four, more alert and awake, bringing back that good, positive, and true into the conscious, outer, awake life. Now at five. And now at one, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake, and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake, and alert.